Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have a lot of headlines. We're going to give you guys updates on the booster vaccine. Apparently, it is opening up to all Americans September 20th, but not all Americans. So we're going to tell you who could get it, who can't, and who's still going to be in limbo. We have a machete hatchet-wielding assailant. Many of you have already probably seen the footage of a man that was just in a bank in Manhattan. Not sure what the heck happened there, but we're going to talk about some of the assaults and what, sadly, a lot of people are facing. We have rising COVID cases as expected. We do see some good news in India, some good news in other countries where the Delta wave is starting to come down. So hopefully we'll be able to kind of start to see us come out of the woods, but we're going to talk about what we see on that front. Sadly, currently Alabama is out of ICU beds. Mississippi gets a second field hospital. So we're obviously kind of struggling with many of our hospitals and medical centers right now. In fact, a lot of kids are getting double infected with both COVID and RSV. So we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to take your questions, your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But I just kind of want to open with, you know, the latest with, you know, what's been happening with Kabul. And some people say Kabul, some people say Kabul. I'm fine either way. I think both pronunciations. Kabul, I believe, is the authentic pronunciation, but Kabul, you know, it's, you could accent, I think, either vowel. But it's been obviously absolute chaos. The flights were, apparently there were issues at the airport and people were not leaving. We're being told just in the last few minutes that evacuations are underway again. And the flights are starting to take off again. Flights bound to Germany, Australia, the Netherlands, France, and Italy. Originally, some of them only had a few people on board. We're being told that an Airbus A400M with a space of 150 people only had 7 on board on the way to Germany. In Australia, only 26 were on a flight built for 120. Netherlands, there were 40 on a flight built for 150. France, 41 on a flight for 150. Italy, 70. And I don't think this has anything to do with COVID. In Spain, they believe 25 embassy staff had been able to take that flight to Spain. And the U.S. has so far evacuated about 2,000 people from Afghanistan out of a total of 22,000 they want to rescue. So we still have about 20,000 to go. Britain has managed to rescue around 1,000 people out of a total of 7,000 the Ministry of Defense said needed to be evacuated. So there's about 6,000 left. So we have maybe close to 30, 40,000 people, not including other countries of allies there, plus more than 100,000 refugees. Many of you have asked, you know, where do all these refugees go? Are they coming to the United States? Well, we're being told, I believe Jen Psaki in a press conference, and forgive me if I'm misquoting, but she had said that anybody who self-identified as an American citizen was going to be evacuated. Now, my guess is in all the chaos, many people might not have their papers, right? They might not have their proof. So, does that mean somebody's like, yeah, I'm American. I'm America. Take me. I mean, if the Taliban wanted an opportunity to spread and wanted an opportunity to do some mayhem with the chaos ensuing, and that's what bad people live for, the chaos, this is a golden opportunity, sadly, for them to take advantage and now be distributed throughout the world. So I was a little taken back by anybody who self-identified as an American citizen. Not all embassy staff might have all their proof of papers, but other people might say, yeah, I was working, I was helping the Americans, get me out of here. So, and anybody who was helping the Americans or helping the NATO forces is at risk, not to mention them and their family. So if you have a wife and kids saying, look, I they're going to come after me. Now, the Taliban did make promises that they were going to respect women. Remember, our State Department asked that the Taliban honored a progressive movement to be inclusive and have women in their government, and they said, yeah, we'll do that, yeah. No, I don't think they, in fact, reports are a woman was shot because she wasn't wearing a burqa. And her hair was showing. So we're having, sadly, tons of reports of just some horrible atrocities being done right now. President Trump was on Sean Hannity last night, and, you know, he explained how he had spoken to the Taliban, how he had dealt with China, how he had dealt with many of the people who, you know, are potential threats to us. And he echoed what many of us have said, America needs to look strong. And he said something that's very, very interesting that I'm going to expand on later. He said he thought, you know, before when he took over for presidency, that presidencies were really run by bureaucrats, and it's just, even though he says he doesn't know who's really running the country, he doesn't think it's Joe. But he said, you know, he thought it was just, you know, bureaucracies, and, you know, he said, actually, you know, countries do need a leader. Countries do need somebody at the helm. So even though we think a lot of presidents are figureheads, like remember that movie Dave? A president that is a good president is in charge and leading, not dictatorially. And so we're going to be talking about that in a little bit. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,150. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you heard the headlines that a booster is going to be available for all Americans. They'll be able to all get it in September. Okay? Hold the phone. It's a little bit more complicated than that. But there is good news in that there is going to be the availability of a third shot for those who want it. In terms of mandates, this is going to be a complete cluster, which is why I'm not a fan of mandates. And I hope we don't continue to go there. I think it's a mistake, but and we've spoken about why. But And I got to tell you, man, apparently the underground market for these COVID cards is exploding. I think the government is overwhelmed with how many of them are out there. It's a pretty, pretty scary time. So you tell me you're vaccinated. I don't know whether I can believe it or not. All these fake cards out there. But, you know, that's your business. You do you, I do me. So in terms of the booster, basically what happened is last week the CDC said, look, if you're immunocompromised, if you're vulnerable, you know, having cancer, HIV, a transplant recipient, you need to probably get a third dose. Well, the CDC has been under a lot of heat, as well as the Biden administration, not only for what's going on in Afghanistan, but in terms of COVID and the cases rising. And even though the Biden administration and the Trump administration get huge kudos for, you know, getting that vaccine started, getting that vaccine rolled out, we have, sadly, our Delta wave. Hopefully it's going to go down soon because of what we saw in India, but it just doesn't seem to be letting up yet. And so the HHS, the Health and Human Services Department, has decided to open up third boosters. The only thing is not for another month. Now, they say there's going to be enough boosters for everybody, but not everybody can actually get this booster. So what they have said is if it's been 8 months since your second dose, you can get a booster. So if you were vaccinated in December, if you were vaccinated in January, you're going to be some of the first in line then to be able to get that booster. Now, the HHS joint statement with medical experts, and just to let you know, the medical experts involved in this is Dr. Michelle Walensky, Director of CDC, Dr. Janet Woodcock, Acting Commissioner of the FDA, Dr. Vivek Murthy, U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Francis Collins, Director of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Fauci, Joe Biden, Dr. Rachel Levine, David Kessler. So there's Marcella Nunez-Smith. So they had suggested that if you got the mRNA or the Pfizer vaccine, now remember, we're not talking about Johnson & Johnson vaccine recipients. I know they say all Americans, but this is for those of us that got Pfizer and Moderna. If it's been 8 months since our second dose, we will qualify for a shot starting September 20th. So those of you that got your vaccines early on in December, you're going to be then eligible in the next week or two. I don't know if you'll be able to get the vaccine. Right now, this guidance is only for the guidance in able to get that third shot is only for immunocompromised right now. But in terms of for non-immunocompromised healthy individuals, it would open up September 20th. So for those of you saying, well, look, I'm at my 8 month mark, or I'm going to be at my 8 month mark next week, can you wait a couple weeks? You know, they say there's still good coverage with the Pfizer and Moderna, not as much with the Pfizer as Moderna, but still decent coverage. Although an Israeli study found the Pfizer vaccine is about 55% effective against the Delta variant and preventing hospitalizations and death. So not the 95% that we saw with the wild type, but, you know, still as good as a flu shot. But so for those of you going, well, I want my third shot now, leave that up to you and your doctor. Right now, according to the CDC, you got to wait till the 20th of September. Now, some of you have the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So you're going to be like, okay, so what about me? Right now, wait. They said to wait. They said that they're looking at the data. They need to see if getting a booster with an mRNA vaccine will work, or if you just need to get another Johnson & Johnson booster. If you remember, there was that groundbreaking study that said, look, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine might not give you as much coverage against the variants, so you might need to mix and match and get an mRNA booster. And so many people at Johnson & Johnson are like, okay, oh, hell no. Because, the main draw, the big kind of marketing push to the Johnson & Johnson one is one shot would do the trick. Honestly, I was sold. I told you guys last year, I'm really excited about the Johnson & Johnson one. It's just a one shot. And then I'm like, I don't know. I'm probably going to want to get the Pfizer or Moderna and, you know, get the two-shot dose. So to recap, Johnson & Johnson vaccine recipients, you're told to stand by. All right? Just stand by, and they'll give you guys some information. Personally, if you think you're at risk or vulnerable, get to your doctor. Your doctor will decide if they want you to get a booster. But in terms of the national narrative and what's allowed and what's being guided, the guidance Johnson & Johnson people are supposed to stand by. For those people who are immunocompromised, those with HIV, transplant recipients, cancer, those at very, very high risk of, you know, developing bad COVID, and if the doctor deems it necessary, you might be able to get your third dose if it's been 8 months since your first one. Now, if you remember, 8 months ago, that's when a lot of the nurses and hospital workers were getting it. The older, more, you know, vulnerable people didn't really get it until January, February. So just keep that in mind. Although I know about a million plus people have already gotten like a third shot. I don't know them personally, but I guess people have gotten a third dose anyway. Then, in terms of the masses and everybody else, September 20th. Now, how is that going to be? Do you go to a Walgreens? Do you go to a facility or a stadium? That's going to be kind of worked out by local health departments. And can I just say, God bless the local health departments for everything they've been doing. You know, I know people are mad about the vaccine and they're mad about the mandates. Do not get mad at the local health departments. All right? I mean, these guys are busting their butts. And they are saving lives. And so I have to really, really credit them. I think they're doing fantastic. So, what does this mean? That, you know, the government has to now say, okay, guys, we're going to open up the boosters. Well, what it means is we were right the whole time, and they even suggested that this isn't going to be a one-shot vaccine. And what this also implies is we're probably going to need to be vaccinated against this every year. I don't know if you notice what's in the flu shot each year, and I'm going to be covering that in a little bit as soon as we get the ingredients of this year's flu shot. It's always exciting. Ooh, what's in this year's flu shot? See, we doctors get excited about the weirdest things. But there's always an H1N1 blend, right, in ingredient in our flu shots. Because ever since the swine flu, which was a cluster and a half, we have now H1N1 protection. They are working on a combo flu COVID vaccine. They are working on that. I don't think we're going to have it by this year, but they are working on that because they know people are going to be grumpy. See, they, you know, maybe it's not bad that Americans get grumpy. You know, I don't. We're not cheap. You know, let them realize that, you know, going here for a flu shot and getting this shingle shot and getting your pneumonia shot and getting this, people are just not, you know, not digging it. So, you know, making it a little bit more convenient is nice. But knowing that we're going to have a COVID shot repeatedly or these boosters implies that COVID's not going away. I think, you know, I'd like it to go away in 4.5 months or, you know, by the year 2022. No, it's going to be a reality. And the other reality is it will be killing young people and will be killing old people and will be killing people. We hope that it only kills people rarely, which is why we're going to be always urging the vaccine. But, you know, the government is not going to want another pandemic. So for those of you going, guys, let's just do this so it's over. I see that all the time on Facebook. Guys, just do your part so we end this. I think we should just stop using that. I think everybody's been kind of disappointed that there's no end in sight. We're not going to end this virus. It took centuries to stop polio and smallpox. This isn't going to happen in 2 years. I wish it would. I was hoping this was going to be like the original SARS outbreak, where it just came up and just dropped. The other SARS outbreak did not hit this level like it did. And again, we still don't know where the origins came from. And we don't know if this is still being leaked. If nobody stopped the leak the first time or the accident, how do we know the accident isn't still happening? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The erosion of American rights to choose is being eroded by leaders in America. Democrat Mayor Bill de Blasio on his vaccine mandate Tuesday says this is not about discrimination.
But the reason I also want to say it's not discrimination, this is about protecting people. In our society, for generations, we've done all sorts of things to protect people. We have driver's licenses. There's so many things we do to protect people. This is a way of protecting people. But for the many, many establishments, they still have a huge number of people they can serve right now who are vaccinated, and we know a lot of people now are going to be encouraged to get vaccinated.
There are no provisions in the mandate for the millions that have natural immunity by already having COVID-19, or if they're allergic to the vaccine ingredients. New Yorkers will be fined $1,000 for the first offense, then $2,500 for infractions after that. 686 Americans died from COVID-19 complications on Tuesday. USA Radio News. As finding and retaining good employees is hard to find, Walmart has upped the ante to retain good workers. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Walmart will pay for full college tuition and book costs at some schools for its U.S. workers. This is the latest effort by the largest private employer in the country to sweeten its benefits as it seeks to attract and retain talent in a tight job market. The program includes 10 academic partners ranging from the University of Arizona to Southern New Hampshire University. Participants must remain part-time or full-time employees at Walmart to be eligible. The company saying Tuesday they will also drop a previous $1 a day fee paid by Walmart and Sam's Club workers who want to earn a degree and begin covering costs of their books. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't live in New York City. I've always kind of wanted to, just for a year or two, to kind of do the whole Friends or Seinfeld thing or Will and Grace thing. Just thought New York City was awesome. A lot of people don't think New York City is pretty awesome. In fact, New York City is getting a little bit more strict when it comes to the whole COVID vaccine issue. Mind you, in their defense, New York City got hit very hard with COVID. Their hospitals were overrun. Many people died. So I am not surprised that New York City is going to be one of the more strict cities when it comes to vaccination. I am surprised that they are taking the actions that they are, because it's not very American. So what's happening in New York, and you know, many people are kind of asking for help. Vaccinated individuals are asking for help in terms of these new rules being laid out. These are some pretty, pretty scary rules. So if you own a business and you have staff, and staff do not force the requirement and turn people away if they're unvaccinated, and do not review and ask for papers or ask for proof. First offense, I believe you get fined $1,000. Second offense, $2,000. Third offense, $5,000. And I think you could even face business closure. Now, I mean, when I'm given a duty, I'll do it. I mean, I've followed orders only if I feel that the orders are worthy, okay? I'm not going to follow orders or do something that I think is going to hurt people. But if I'm on site, I can manage things. But having been a business owner, your staff doesn't always do everything they're supposed to. That's why we've all had to sadly fire people or replace or move people into different departments, because maybe they have an easier time following instructions in that department. And so business owners who might not be on site, or live in another state, or might not be able to be in control. And if you have a vaccinated individual that works for you, you know, and is working for you, they might be pro-vaccine for themselves, but they don't want to discriminate, and they don't want to turn away somebody who's hungry or somebody who needs, you know, to get to the store, or somebody who needs the supplies. That's going to harm you, which makes you have to turn around and come down on that employee. And no. I don't like that setup. It just sounds too 1930s-ish to me. It just does. So, what we're being told, this is from Cranes, New York. All indoor venues are going to have to check that everyone age 12 and up who enters the premises shows proof of vaccination. That proof must match the information on their official identification document. Enforcement is going to start September 13th. Violations will incur penalties of at least $1,000. It'll rise to $2,000 for second violation, $5,000 for a third. The city is going to send out inspectors from various agencies to check compliance. Can you instead spend the money on more ventilators or spend the money on more hospital? I mean, the hospitals or N95 masks, you're spending money on all these inspectors. I'm not a fan. They say between now and the enforcement date, the city has said it's going to send out 570 canvassers to all businesses in the city to help them understand the plan. I don't know if I would want to meet one of these canvassers. Venues must also put up a sign communicating the vaccination requirement. So this is an executive order, and it's going to define a wide range of indoor venues, movie theaters, casinos, indoor portions of botanical gardens. That's unique. Adult entertainment spaces, commercial event party venues, museums, aquariums, zoos, sports arenas, indoor stadiums, convention centers, exhibition halls, bowling alleys, arcades, indoor play areas, billiard halls, any indoor part of a restaurant, all indoor gym and fitness settings, pools, dance studios, hotel gyms. I don't know if it includes salons. And some, I guess, venues, when they saw the list, were like, wait a second, the mayor didn't previously mention them. Well, again, this is very similar to in previous history. You think you're immune, and then all of a sudden things expand. So for those of you going, Dr. Dahlia, I don't really care what's going on in New York. What's happening in New York is being watched by many other mayors, governors, public officials, to see if they could roll it out in those cities as well. San Francisco. There's, I believe, St. Louis, I think, New Orleans. These are places that are coming up with proof of vaccine mandates. So, art browsers and buyers expect a certain degree of anonymity in galleries, I'm not sure. Oh, I'm sorry. There's an owner of a art gallery, and they say I'm extraordinarily hesitant to instruct my staff to do this. I told you there was a business owner in Brooklyn saying she's not going to discriminate, not going to happen. Now, of course, the government said, Bill de Blasio said, this isn't discrimination. This is for public health. And again, I would buy that if vaccinated individuals weren't spreading the virus. If you show me evidence that somebody vaccinated is not flicking one viral particle towards another person, you'll have me convinced. But after that study showed that vaccinated individuals spread it just like unvaccinated, now this is looking more like a control issue. And who knows, maybe there's an incentive. Maybe there's a big contest. Who could be the best mayor? I don't know. But there's something incentivizing, and it's more than just the hospitalization rate, because we're seeing vaccinated people hospitalized. In fact, I'm looking right now at state trends. We are seeing, you know, deaths, hospitalizations go up, and those do include vaccinated individuals. So this is going to be a very weird optic on a business owner. And we already told you, many employees, they're not even the business owner. These are employees making minimum wage. They are not going to want to turn away a teenager, a Hispanic, African American, Native American woman. They're not going to want to turn somebody away when there's a restaurant full of people all happy. And it just is a bad optic. And de Blasio says it's not discrimination. It is discrimination. You're discriminating against somebody who might not be able to have the vaccine. And also, you're going into their personal medical history. Now, I mean, I'm very, very open. I was at the gynecologist yesterday. You all hear about that. Love my gynecologist. Awesome. But, I mean, I'm pretty open, right, about my medical history. But a lot of people are like, I don't want people to know. What if it comes to find out that, you know, there's a long-term, let's say, effect of the vaccine? You have people that are like, I don't want anybody to know I have it. People don't want other people to know if they were vaccinated or not. But we've changed all that. We've gotten rid of patient privacy. We've done all that in the name of public health. Now, mind you, I'm a fan of how the vaccine works. It's not ideal, but it's working. I'm just not a fan of the way these governments are kind of taking away people's liberties. That just, to me, doesn't make sense. And that's what's driving this huge, you know, black market of fake vaccine cards and a bunch of bootleg stuff. And again, public health, if vaccinated individuals are spreading it just like unvaccinated, you need to explain to me why that unvaccinated person is at higher risk. Unvaccinated individuals as a group can brew a new variant. But do we have proof that the vaccinated people can't do that also? I mean, that was a pretty damning study. So, you know, de Blasio, in order to be able to instate the fees, is going to have to override the Department of Health violations set out by the rules of City of New York in order to make these penalties happen. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, of course, politics are always very, very huge, not only on this show, but just in general. And so many people have been kind of asking about what's going to happen to Biden after the Afghanistan fiasco. Many people are calling for his resignation. They're calling for him to have a mental status exam. That's a whole different subject for a different day. But there are many people upset A lot of Republicans are calling for Biden leaders behind this Afghanistan pullout. Troop pullout and chaos that ensued, for there to be resignations. But interestingly, the question keeps coming up, is Trump going to run again? So I don't know if you guys watched the interview on Sean Hannity yesterday, and Sean Hannity did a great job. He's a good journalist. He's pretty direct, and he kind of kept Trump from, going off, on tangents, and he got a lot of questions answered. But he basically point blank at the end of the interview said, can you tell us if you're going to run again? And so Trump's answer to that, which was pretty clear, is he said, I can't answer because of campaign finance rules. Well, if he's not running, why does he worry about campaign finance rules? So obviously, if he's worried about restrictions and he's playing it safe, that means he's planning on running. But he goes, I think you'll all be happy. So now, half the country might be like, oh, happy meaning not running, but half the country is going, okay, we're going to be happy, that means he's running. So to me, that was probably one of the closest confirmations yet of Trump saying he's planning on coming back. And I told you guys why I think he would come back and run, is because he technically, with what happened with this election, whether you think it was stolen or not, he technically got fired. Whether it was by American voters' choice or whether it was by a system that be's choice, he got fired. So when you get fired and then people want you back, or the people you were leading want you back, it is one of the biggest moments of redemption. And so he does not want to go down as a president who lost or who got fired, especially since that's really big with him. He doesn't want to be known as, I got fired. So him getting reelected in 2024 would just be the icing on the cake of his very complex career. So I would put money on it, assuming his health will be, I believe he's going to be 78 by the time he would run. Well, 77 maybe during the campaign. But my guess is he would run. If, however, he thinks it's a system he can't beat, or if he thinks he would lose, he might not want to, because he's not going to want to lose again. But I think based on what he's been seeing and the support that he still has, and we've never seen this with another Republican candidate. Mind you, people loved Ronald Reagan, but we never saw an after the effect going, where are you? We want you back. So I think he's feeling that momentum. So I think based on yesterday and just based on his sort of personality, he's running again. So then comes the question, does Biden need to resign over what happened in Afghanistan? So I'm a very forgiving, person. I think it really, if anybody ever got fired, let's say, that I employed, I mean, it wasn't a one thing. I mean, it was a just either they stole, either there was a pattern. And so, for me, if Afghanistan was the only thing that Biden did wrong, he needs to own up to it. He needs to fix it. In fact, the country should not be talking about firing Biden right now. The country needs to be talking about getting these people out. There are people calling, trying to reach out, saying, look, we're still stuck here, help us get out. Which, by the way, if you are going to pull out the troops, pull out the innocent civilians first. Especially if Biden said they anticipated this could have happened, just not that quickly, then why would you leave anybody there as sitting ducks? So, this was probably one of the biggest clusters in foreign policy that I've been able to witness in my lifetime. This is a big cluster. This is a big mistake. I don't know how much of it was Biden. People are saying it was him because he was like, blank this, blank that, when it came to, a different change of policy, but apparently that was quoted. But, I really think that the powers that be behind him, which is why the Republicans are calling for multiple resignations, I really believe that this might have been a team approach. And boy, was this done stupidly. This was done so, so poorly. But there is a concern I have as a doctor about his health. Now, he's been reading the teleprompter very well, but he has shown multiple signs of cognitive deficit. Now, yeah, so have I. I mean, so have a lot of us. I mean, we have brain farts. We'll walk to a store and go, wait, oh, what was I supposed to get? And then you come home and there's no toilet paper, and you're like, dope. I mean, you know, I mean, this stuff does happen. I mix up the kids' names all the time. I know he mixes up his staffers' names a lot, you know, or his ambassadors or his leaders. You don't really want to mix up Libya and Liberia and Libya and Syria. You really don't want to mix up those. I mean, if you're dealing with foreign policy. But, I mean, mind you, I've called countries wrong countries. I mean, it happens. I mean, we really need to be very, very careful about being extremist when it comes to the topic of do we remove a president or not. However, I am concerned that he might not be getting the care he needs, because seeing cognitive issues, that is a snowball effect. And if the White House is so concerned about medical scrutiny and somebody finding out that he is on an Aricept or Namenda or something to slow down dementia, that can cost him his career. But I don't care about a person's career. I care about a person's life. And whether you like Biden or not, I want Biden getting the proper treatment that he needs. Now, I'm not saying Afghanistan is a sign of cognitive decline. What happened in Afghanistan is a sign of incompetence, is a sign of somebody not knowing how to deal with foreign policy, not knowing how to deal with the Taliban, not understanding our enemies, not understanding the value of American lives and how risky things are, and a complacency. And, you know, I don't know if I would blame cognitive deficit for this. This is just an absolute cluster from a foreign policy and management and leadership standpoint. But if he is having issues, which a lot of people have picked up on, even, you know, liberal, you know, Democrat media venues, he needs to get care right away. And I, based on that, would urge him to start getting care. And if that does prevent him from being in the leadership role that he is, then yeah, he should then resign. Now, I already told you guys, I think he's planning on resigning early anyway, because one of the biggest progressive moves he could make is give the country a female president. If he is able to orchestrate and have that ability to make Kamala Harris the first female president and take some ownership, I think he's going to. So, but based on what's going on in Afghanistan, some people are calling for his resignation now. Now, if you do that, I mean, does that mean Kamala Harris is going to do a better job? Now, remember, be careful what you wish for. Is Kamala Harris better at foreign policy? I think we have many people who are under-experienced when it comes to this. This is why we have to rely on our military. This is why we have to be very, very open, such as what's going on with our border. I mean, if anybody knows anything about the border, it's our Border Patrol. And, you know, we need to listen to them. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.